Today, Bitcoin gets the SEC's spot tick, but caveat emptor. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, the Securities and Exchange Commission in the US has for the first time approved exchange-traded funds that invest directly in Bitcoin. That's a move heralded as a landmark event for the roughly $1.7 trillion digital asset sector, which will probably broaden access to the largest cryptocurrency on Wall Street and beyond. Now, much is resting on the concept that the futures market has already brought crypto assets sufficiently into the financial mainstream, so we'll see about that. The SEC was frankly bounced into this decision in response to the loss of some critical legal cases, and it puts Bitcoin ever closer to existing financial services players. This does not necessarily, though, mitigate risk. As the SEC chair Gary Gensler said, while we approve the listing and trading of certain spot Bitcoin ETP shares today, we did not approve or endorse Bitcoin. Investors should remain cautious about the myriad risks associated with Bitcoin and products whose value is tied to crypto. The ETF products will allow investors to get exposure to the token in traditional brokerage accounts instead of via crypto native startups that, of course, come under increasing government scrutiny following a series of scandals and bankruptcies. ETFs, that's a $7 trillion industry in the US alone, invests in or replicates the performance of a basket of assets or indices. Buying shares in an ETF is easy as they're publicly traded on the exchange all day. And the newly approved spot Bitcoin ETFs will actually hold Bitcoin, in contrast with existing products that invest in Bitcoin futures, contracts to buy or sell an asset at a specified price at a later date. The SEC, of course, had rejected spot Bitcoin ETFs for at least the last decade. The approval means that both retail and institutional investors now have the ability to diversify their portfolio with crypto exposure without worrying about the complicated issues of custody, said Campbell Harvey, a finance professor at Duke University. The ETF makes it easy to add it to your portfolio. Now, given that ETFs have become an enormously popular way for Americans to invest their money in equities, bonds, commodities, currencies, and real estate, the question is, will today's announcement bring a new wave of investors to the oldest and biggest cryptocurrency? Well, possibly, because once spot Bitcoin ETFs are available from the likes of Fidelity Investments and the world's biggest asset manager, BlackRock, they're expected to attract people who so far have kept crypto at arm's length, at least until now. In fact, Standard Chartered this week suggested that Bitcoin could climb to $200,000 by the end of 2025 on the ETF approvals, citing gold's example. So the firm expects investor inflows of $50 billion to $100 billion into Bitcoin ETFs this year alone. Well, we'll see about that. Crypto zealots, of course, have for years argued that the so-called spot fund that invests directly in Bitcoin would be beneficial to investors and would help bring the industry closer to the more highly regulated world of traditional finance. And it also suggests a sort of milestone of maturity for the relatively nascent industry, where skirmishes with regulators came to a climax after the collapse of Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX empire highlighted risks lurking in the system. But of course, by definition, the mainstream approval that this represents cuts right across the original ideology of Bitcoin, already compromised by the significant use of derivatives and becoming ever more controlled by large financial institutions and regulators. The Securities and Exchange Commission, whose three-part mandate includes investor protection, authorized funds from industry heavyweights BlackRock, Invesco, and Fidelity, to smaller competitors in Valkyrie, to begin trading on Thursday. The decision comes a day after a false post on the SEC's X account claimed that the agency had approved the ETFs. The regulator subsequently said that the account had been compromised, causing the price of Bitcoin to fluctuate wildly. The landmark decision comes after Grayscale Investments won a key victory over the SEC. A federal appeals court overturned the rejection of Grayscale's application to convert its Bitcoin trust into an ETF. The court called the denial arbitrary and capricious because the commission failed to explain its different treatment of similar products. ETFs that hold Bitcoin futures, by the way, were approved back in 2021. The SEC's loss to Grayscale was one of the main reasons why the SEC approved the application, Gensler said in Tuesday's statement. Based on these circumstances and those discussed more fully in the approval order, I feel the most suitable path forward is to approve the listing and trading of these spot Bitcoin ETP shares, he said. So the approvals does mark a rare capitulation by the SEC following opposition that lasted for more than a decade, even since Tyler and Cameron Wilcox first proposed a Bitcoin ETF in 2013. BlackRock's surprise application last June, followed by an appeals court ruling that called the denial of a different application arbitrary and capricious, triggered a blistering rally in the cryptocurrency amid speculation that US regulators would finally give their blessing to the structure. At the crux of the SEC's previous rulings against the spot ETF, by the way, was the argument that no regulated exchange was able to adequately monitor Bitcoin trading in a way that would reliably detect fraud and manipulation. That contention was opposed by Cathie Wood's ARK Investments, among others, which provided significant data showing a high correlation between cash trading and the futures contracts that trade on CME Group's platform. In reviewing the latest set of proposals, the SEC said it examined the correlation between spot and futures trading at a variety of time intervals and concluded that prices moved in such a way that irregularities on exchanges such as Kraken and Coinbase were likely to show up in the futures. Because the CME's surveillance can assist in detecting those impacts on CME Bitcoin futures prices, the exchanges comprehensive surveillance sharing arrangement with the CME, a US regulated market whose Bitcoin futures market is consistently highly correlated to spot Bitcoin, albeit not of significant size related to spot Bitcoin, can be reasonably expected to assist in the surveillance for fraud and manipulative acts and practices in the specific context of the proposals, the order said. Now, Gensler voted against the agency's two Republicans to back exchanges' plans to list the products that SEC's website showed. And by the way, the regulators' two other Democrats voted against the proposal. So Bitcoin briefly hit 47,000 US in a generally muted climb following the approvals. The original cryptocurrency, which sank 64% in 2022, more than doubled in 2023, in large part because of speculation that the SEC would eventually approve ETFs, and no one knows where it's going to go next. In addition to their worries about liquidity and manipulation, regulators expressed concern that Bitcoin's volatility might be too intense for ordinary investors. Bitcoin gained 60% in 2021, lost 64% in 2022, and then more than doubled in 2023. So the SEC has also questioned whether funds would have the information necessary to adequately value tokens like Bitcoin, including whether they can validate who owns the underlying coins. Back in 2021, the SEC chairman testified to the Senate Banking Committee that the lack of regulatory oversight and surveillance in crypto markets led to, quote, concerns about the potential for fraud and manipulation. And as recently as January the 9th, Gensler posted on social platform X that crypto assets pose serious risks. In an attempt to allay some of the SEC's concerns, BlackRock and other issuers proposed so-called surveillance sharing agreements. That's the way I've discussed to mitigate the risk of market manipulation and fraud. And Coinbase, the only publicly traded pure play spot crypto exchange in the US, has emerged as ETF issuers' market surveillance partner of choice. Issuers are already thinking about which other cryptocurrencies could potentially gain approvals for a spot ETF next. Ether and XRP have emerged as some of the potential candidates with the most buzz. And even after Gensler went to such lengths to say that the SEC wasn't giving any seal of approval to Bitcoin, the odds remain that this will expose many, many more people to crypto's risks and opportunities. So, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.